KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 64 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for partly sunny skies. Chances of some isolated showers and thunderstorms today, and a high of 85 expected in the Nishna Valley. Good morning, I'm Jim Field with news here on KJAN. Well, the string of armed robberies in Council Bluffs continued on Tuesday. Bluffs police report that Tuesday night at about 10:30, an armed robber entered the Walgreens store on West Broadway. The store clerk was about to help another customer when the suspect approached her and demanded money. As he grabbed the money from the cash drawer, the man saw another store employee carrying a money drawer and grabbed the money from that as well. The suspect did display a gun during the robbery. Police say that the suspect fits the description of the man who robbed four stores in the Bluffs on Sunday and that he continues to be as reckless and brazen about his robbery spree. Police say he should be considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. Anyone with information should call the Crime Stoppers hotline at 712-328-7867. A Red Oak High School principal has agreed to accept $100,000 in exchange for dropping an appeal of his dismissal. The Daily Nonpareil reported Tuesday that the Red Oaks Community School District agreed to pay high school principal Jed Sherman $100,000 by August 1st. Sherman agreed to drop an appeal of his firing and to resign. The settlement doesn't stop a complaint Sherman and resident Don Rogerson filed with the Iowa Public Information Board, alleging the school board held unauthorized private sessions about the matter. A Red Oak teenager was injured in a traffic accident caused by a deer. The accident happened at 11:20 Tuesday night at 150th Street and G Avenue, northwest of Red Oak. Sheriff's deputies report that 16-year-old Aiden Watts was westbound in a Chevy 1500 truck when he swerved to miss a deer. The truck entered the ditch, hit a road sign, jumped over G Avenue, and struck a field drive, causing it to leave the ground again. Watts was taken to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak with what were described as minor injuries. Deputies say he was spared more serious injuries by wearing a seatbelt. Damage was estimated at $25,000. Also Tuesday at 4:57 p.m., Montgomery County deputies reported that Angela Ramsey was driving a 2003 Chrysler PT Cruiser east on 9th Street when she stopped to take some pictures of her property. Edward Eugene Ramsey came up to the window to grab the camera, and then she got scared and attempted to drive away. Edward Ramsey either grabbed the car or had his arm still inside the window, and he was dragged a short distance before falling and getting his right foot run over. He was taken by ambulance to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Edward Ramsey of Villisca was arrested for harassment in the third degree, and he was held on $300 bond as that investigation is ongoing. Separately, early Wednesday morning, deputies arrested 52-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak for trespassing following an incident in the 400 block of 4th Street in Red Oak. Howe was held on $300 bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports two traffic-related arrests on Tuesday. The first arrest took place at around 4 p.m. as Red Oak police officers located a wanted male for failure to appear on the original charges of driving without a license in Nottoway County, Missouri. Jeremy Navarette of Red Oak was taken into custody and taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he posted a cash bond. The second arrest took place at 4:43 p.m. as officers stopped a vehicle for speeding. During the traffic stop, it was discovered that the driver, 25-year-old Zachary Dean Fuller of Red Oak, was a barred driver with 9 current license withdrawals in effect. Fuller was taken into custody for the aggravated misdemeanor of driving while barred. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $2,000 bond. Iowa school boards now have the ability to offer early retirement incentives to a few more school employees. Under previous law, early retirement packages could only be offered to school district employees who were between the ages of 55 and 65. A new law that took effect in April lets school boards offer early retirement incentives to any employee who is 55 or older. Representative Kurt Hansen, a Democrat from Fairfield who is a retired driver's ed teacher, says this new law will help financially squeezed schools with employees who've gone beyond the age of 65.
It is a bill that will benefit many school districts. It will incentivize early retirements.
The new law also makes it clear schools may dip into a separate management account to pay for early retirement incentives, and that saves cash-starved schools from using general operating funds to pay for early retirement packages. Representative Dan Muehlbauer, a Democrat from Manila, says officials from the Coon Rapids Bayard School District urged him to support that change.
I think we need to do what we can to help our schools, but particularly our rural schools that are struggling.
Groups representing teachers, administrators, and school board members all supported that law change. Well, Neola may be bidding farewell to a 1945 model fire truck that had served the western Iowa town for many years. The Neola Lions Club is auctioning off the truck on Sunday to raise money for the city's recreational park. Some residents hope a local buyer will surface to keep the truck in town. The Daily Nonpareil says the 1945 K2 International has only 2,550 miles on it because it didn't have to go very far to fight fires in Neola. The latest U.S. Census says Neola is home to about 840 people in Pottawatomie County. The town got a new fire truck about 10 years after acquiring the 1945 model. The old truck mostly gathered dust in the former fire hall until the town gave it to the local Lions Club. A big band that's been consistently touring the globe since it was launched by an Iowa native in the late 1930s is making two stops in Iowa this week. Nick Hilscher is the leader of the 20-piece Glenn Miller Orchestra, which still plays about 300 dates a year worldwide. Now, why does big band music endure? Well, Hilscher says it's romantic, it's well-written, the melodies, the harmonies, and of course the rhythm, the feel of the music is very unique. And while they don't try to be a cookie-cutter replica of the original band, Hilscher says they present the classic music to the audience very authentically.
They'll be seeing the typical big band setup that Glenn Miller used back in 1938 through 1942. Five saxophones, four trumpets, four trombones, piano player, bass player, drummer.
Well, the 36-year-old Hilscher says the typical audience for the band's shows will be widely varied in age, from senior citizens to seniors in high school and much younger.
Of course, we have a good number of folks from the Greatest Generation, World War II generation, who come to the shows. And then I find a lot of 11-year-olds, middle schoolers, high schoolers, even college-age students who come to the performances because at some point in their lives they have been turned on to this music and they're excited to see the band.
Since Miller was a Clarinda native, Hilscher says they'll dust off a few special songs in Coralville and Des Moines this week, which listeners may not have heard in several decades. The band typically tours with sheet music for about 250 songs, but the Glenn Miller Library is 2,000 songs deep. The band plays in Coralville today and in Des Moines on Friday. Checking headlines around the world this hour, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki says it's time for all political forces to reconcile with the principles of his country's constitutional democracy. But in his weekly speech to the nation today, al-Maliki gave no concrete promise of including minority Sunnis in the Shiite-led government. U.S. officials have been pressing Iraq's government to be more inclusive in an effort to draw Sunni support away from militants who have been seizing parts of the country. A southern Minnesota teen accused of plotting to kill his family and massacre students at his high school told police no one noticed that he was mentally ill and that he tried to hide his illness. In newly released audio of police interviews, the 17-year-old calmly describes his plan to dispose of his family, set a fire as a diversion, and use explosives and guns to attack his school in Waseca. The teen is charged in juvenile court. Yesterday's primary between 22-term New York Congressman Charles Rangel and his Democratic challenger, State Senator Adriano Appiatt, is still too close to call, but Rangel has started celebrating anyway. The 84-year-old took to the stage last night in a speech that was part thank you and part declaration of victory. Rangel leads in the counting by some 2,000 votes, but some absentee and affidavit ballots still need to be tallied. Checking the funeral announcements this morning. 95-year-old Doris Elaine St. Peter of Guthrie Center died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Elaine St. Peter will be held today at 10 o'clock in the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 82-year-old Damaris E. Gress of Hancock died Saturday at home. Services for Damaris E. Gress will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 91-year-old Lloyd S. Christensen of Cumberland died Sunday at his home. Services for Lloyd S. Christensen will be held on Friday at 10:30 in the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 67-year-old Richard Eugene Veether of Clearfield, formerly of Marnie, died Sunday at his home in Clearfield. Funeral services for Richard Veether will be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. 95-year-old Elner Witsit of San Antonio, Texas, formerly of the Oakland area, died June 20th in San Antonio. Funeral services for Elner Witsit will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 41-year-old Jason Russell Nielsen of Harlan died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Jason Russell Nielsen will be held on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 67-year-old Sandra Lang Meyer of Aurora, Colorado, formerly of Atlantic, died June 7th at her home. Funeral services for Sandra Lang Meyer have been held on June 13th at the St. Michael the Archangel Catholic Church in Aurora, Colorado. That's a look at news this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN News.